Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control,
control.
Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Going to be doing some interesting things tonight. We're going to be talking about
Juneteenth, and today is the 19th of June, Juneteenth Day, and we know that it's just been declared a federal holiday, so we're going to be talking about that. We have a special guest, Brother Ben Yamin, okay, Bridges. He's actually already with us. We're going to be bringing him in shortly. Let's see. We want to talk about just to share a little bit with you before we get into the good, really good stuff. We want to share with you a little bit about ideas and marketing and advertising, all right, because we're living in some very, very, very interesting times, especially in terms of technology, in terms of the ability to connect. And, of course, we hear so much about collective economics and group economics, but what creative economics? And you know what? I'm so glad that Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, they have a lot of money, but they do not have a monopoly on good ideas. Okay, I've got some ideas. You've got some ideas. Who knows? Your idea might be the next big thing. And we want to discuss that for a little while before we bring in our special guests. I'm talking about some ideas. And we also want to make mention of, as I'm going to begin doing on a regular basis, some of our affiliates. And our affiliate connection is definitely growing. And it's a simple strategy. The simple strategy is let's try to support each other, right? By I endorse you, you endorse me. Okay, let's try to keep any monies that we spend in the family, all right? In other words, let's say, for example, I'll make it very specific. Many, many people shop on Amazon. Okay, that's why Mr. Jeff Bezos is so rich, all right? But did you know that you can do the same thing and support a good cause that's helping children and helping homelessness? That's by shopping in the HHF Mall, which is part of one of our affiliates, the Hand in Hand Foundation with Mr. Harris Walker. You can accomplish the same thing at the same price. You just go to handandhandfoundation.org, and you're going to click HHF Mall, and bingo, you're in. For example, if you want to shop on Amazon, just click the box that says Big Box Stores. Mr. Harris has it outlined for you of, you know, the various categories. All right, but getting back to the point of creative marketing. For example, what if the script were flipped? Where instead of you being solicited to buy something, you are instead paid, all right? Now, of course, obviously businesses are not going to make money if they're paying you, but they certainly could, you certainly could become a dedicated customer if they paid you first, all right? And that can happen. There's a number of ways that can happen. First of all, we know that we have an affiliation with Mr. Willie Saunders and the Clicksters program. And Clicksters is back up. We're going to be talking more about that later. But what's happening is they are still working on the invitational link, you know, and where the link that you send out to other people, okay, they want to modify, you know, kind of change it up a bit. But what I like about Clicksters is the app and the fact that Willie Saunders upline, his direct upline. His name is John Marks. I have met Mr. Marks on many occasions. I've been to his business in New Jersey. He has a trucking business. And the reason how he became so wealthy is because Willie Saunders recommended hundreds of people to his trucking school. In the process, he became a very wealthy man. But the point is that he's actually giving away some money for people who simply enroll in the Clicksters program, watch a few videos. They've actually changed the formula. It was three short videos. Now it's down to one. But the question part is a little longer, where they ask you questions in reference to what you've watched, and then they're going to ask you specific product questions. But the bottom line is that this is a great way to build infrastructure which is my substitute word for down lines. Okay, a lot of people have intellectual problems with down lines because automatically, oh, that's a pyramid. No, 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 no. First of all, a pyramid in terms of a pyramidal structure in terms of a way of marketing can be a great thing because it can swell the customer base. Someone who has little or nothing could start out, you know, and become very financially, substantially financially increased. We'll use that term. They can experience substantial financial increase. And think about it. Do companies that are unpyramidal, companies that do so-called straight marketing, do they have a monopoly on doing the right thing? The point to be made is that any structure that is good can be made to be bad by bad people. A pyramidal structure can be a good thing. Now, there is a difference between a pyramidal structure and a pyramid scheme. But when you have legitimate products or services, it is not a scheme. It is a way of doing business that, if you're smart, can help you to experience a massive customer base. If you were in business, you would want other people to tell other people to tell other people about your business. So think about it. And this is what we call creative marketing. What am I talking about? Where we can pay you at first. Instead of you being solicited to buy something, you are in turn given an opportunity to be given some money without buying anything. But now, once you have some money to spend, because you might take advantage of this if you're financially challenged, and then you might just take advantage of it if you have plenty of money. Say, okay, well, this is great. I can start with OPM, other people's, in this case, other companies' money, by way of, in this case, by way of Mr. Mark just giving it away, or by way of companies, using what's called customer acquisition fees. All right, I'm selling a car, and I know that I have a considerable margin of profit. So I said, okay, to get some customers, I'm going to give back a small portion of my profit, you know, to that customer. I put it in a customer acquisition fee. I say, here's $100, right? If you, because you could buy your car from a number of dealers. But you say, if you buy it from me, you got $100 coming. All right, and there's a number of ways. They could give you $100 in cash. They could give you $100 discount. They can give you some kind of special service perks. So I call that creative marketing. Think about it. What if you were buying some, something that you buy on a regular basis, such as food, and you went to the store and you paid $2 for a loaf of bread, all right? But the next time you went to the same store, the price of the bread was $1.50. It went down. You say, oh, my God, how did that happen? It can happen through creative economics because the idea, and this is part of the Reborn Network vision, is to use creative economics. While the businesses are plugging into a system where the customer base is blowing up and blowing up and blowing up, so instead of having to spend money for advertising, they don't have to. Word of mouth is blowing up. The customer base is blowing up because the customers are making money, perhaps just by spending some money and just by spreading the word with other persons. Now, before I forget, I want to make mention of something very, very important, and that is that we are in an unusual economy. All right, this is the world economics situation is really, really crazy. The dollar is declining in value. The interest rates are down to zero practically. And one of the ways in which the Federal Reserve Bank kind of, if the economy is like upset, as it is right now because of the coronavirus, because businesses being out of business and businesses closing and you go into a restaurant and you can only do takeout or there's seating. I mean, it's coming back to normal now, but a few months ago, especially in New York. I mean, forget about there's no such thing as going out to a restaurant and sitting down and having a meal because it was against the law. You know, the only thing you could do is unless the seating was outside, okay, it was only takeout available. So, in other words, crazy economy, crazy situations, people being laid off, businesses making less money, okay, and even that's happening now. And now you've got an even crazier situation where some people have said, wait a minute, all right, I'm collecting unemployment, and because I don't have to buy gas and I don't have to be in line commuting and I don't have to hire a babysitter, yeah, I think I'm going to stay home and collect my unemployment. And a lot of businesses are realizing, wow, we're having a hard time hiring people because, you know, this coronavirus has just made the whole situation really, really crazy. So my point is that creative economics can definitely work and at least definitely has a great shot, especially in the economy. But what I was leading up to is the investment opportunities in the crypto space. All right. We no longer use a horse and buggy. We take a car. Nobody types anymore. They do it on their, they print, do things on their computer, and you have a printer. All right, so, you know, like typewriters are practically obsolete. Okay, we don't use, what do you call those things that were Walkmans? You know, people have different ways of recording things and listening to things, different devices. I mean, practically you can do almost everything through your phone. All right, for example, Kodak, I'm sure that their income from the sale of cameras has had to have decreased. Why? Because people are taking pictures with their smartphones. All right. So we have a situation in which technology of the day, primarily internet and smartphones, have created an environment where the use of fiat money, of paper money, is no longer a necessity. A lot of people don't understand cryptocurrency. A lot of people think it's a fad, but no, it is here to stay. And because it is what they call decentralized, okay, your fiat dollar is controlled by the Federal Reserve Bank. They can take the interest rates up or down. You know, they can do all kinds of things to affect the economy, but not so in crypto. It is decentralized. It is not controlled by any central authority. All right, so the bottom line is because of the way it is produced, and the technical word is mined, the cryptocurrencies are offering unusual, most unusual opportunities to experience substantial financial increase. I'll use that term as opposed to saying get rich, because to some people getting rich is a million, and some people it's a trillion, whatever. But substantial financial increase means that you got considerably more than what you started out with. The cryptocurrencies are here to stay, and the cryptocurrency investment opportunities are here to stay. And I'm mentioning all that because this is like in terms of the Reap More Network, this is, I'm very, very interested in financial services. And people need to get on the bandwagon because the game has changed. The money game has changed. Do you know that you can buy cryptos, and a crypto like Bitcoin, it literally has to increase. Yes, it is down right now from its high of 60,000, but it's up from its low of 2 cents. It is now about $35,000. Once upon a time, not very long ago, 2009 is when it first entered the scene. It started out about 2 cents. It is now over $35,000, and it will be going back up. Why? Economics 101, supply and demand. The demand is increasing as more people are saying, oh, this Bitcoin stuff, this crypto stuff is a real deal, all right? And the major institutions such as Cash App, such as PayPal are jumping in, are getting in on the deal. Everyone heard has heard about Elon Musk, okay, the guy who owns Tesla, and it's very interesting because he can tweet something and the price can go up or down. All right, he made a tweet that, okay, Tesla's going to start accepting Bitcoin for payment of our cars. The price went up. A couple of weeks later, we decided that the Bitcoin uses too much energy. We're going to reverse that. The price went down. And then it comes back, well, on third thought, maybe we will take it. You know what I'm saying? He's been affecting the market just by his tweets alone. But the bottom line, supply and demand, Bitcoin literally has to go up. The major institutions are in on it, and the supply is dwindling. See, a lot of people don't know that Bitcoin, it was predetermined when it was invented when it first came out in 2009, it was predetermined that only 21 million would ever be mined is the right word. Okay, mined, M-I-N-E-D, mined. Only 21 million. All right. It has been estimated or figured out that 18 million have already been accounted for, which means there's only 3 million more to ever be mined. Now, here's the real deal. They even set the date. The date is way off. The date is the date of last production for Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been determined, not been determined, but, you know, it's going to be the year 2140, over 100 years from now, which means that the as it continues to be mined, the production is going to go down, down, down. And as a matter of fact, that is part of the formula. Every 4 years, the amount of Bitcoin that is mined is cut in half. They call it the halving. Every time there was a halving, the price shoots up. The last halving was in May of 2020. So Bitcoin is now at $35 in May. It was less than 5,000 at that time. Now it's up to 35,000. Yes, it has come down from its high this year of 60,000, but believe me, it will be going back up. Because when it shoots up to prices like that, people buy. People buy, you know. What did I just say? People sell. They say, I want to get my profit while it's at the high figure. So they sell, and then that makes it go back down. Now, some people say, I'm going to wait for it to go really low because I'm going to buy low and sell high. So some people, when it goes down, actually buys more. But we're saying all that to lead up to the fact that cryptos, a lot of people don't know that many of them pay interest. Okay, so you have the appreciation of the coin as well as the interest. And then some of them have an attached affiliate program to them. That means that you get a commission for sharing it with other people. So that's three ways: the appreciation of the coin, the interest, and the telling of other people. Now, it just so happens that I am involved in a project, and most of the REIT1 Network affiliates are involved with me in a project called Tron Case, TronCase.io is the site, TronCase.io. It's based on a crypto called Tron, TRON, which is the 19th, most popular crypto in terms of market share, which is how much people are buying. It is number 19. Unlike Bitcoin, which is going for over 35,000, and I always say this, when you hear a figure like 35,000, don't think, oh, it's too expensive, I can't afford, because you can buy fractions of it. You can buy $5 worth of Bitcoin if you want. All right, but in terms of appreciation, think about this. Bitcoin is over 35,000. Tron is under 10 cents. So if one goes up, which one is going to be more profitable? Obviously, the cheaper one. In other words, Tron can go up a fraction of a penny and you will benefit. Okay, Bitcoin may have to go up, you know, $1,000 for you to realize any real gain, unless you happen to have several, you know, a couple of maybe 10 or 20 Bitcoin, you know, for you to realize the same sort of gain. So Tron case is a hot commodity. I've been in it since January when it launched. In January, it started out at 1% a day, and you had to hold it for a mere 5 days. And after the fifth day, it was locked in at 1.5. So it went one, started at one, and then it went to 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, and then it's locked in at 1.5. That's what it was. It now is 2.3. All right, starting out at 1.8. Why? Because the company set certain goals. In other words, if so many people join, or if we distribute so much, or if the volume of sales is so much, we reach certain benchmarks, and the price and the interest rate that we're willing to pay will go up. So it has gone up from 1.5 after the fifth day to 2.3. And it is currently, when you hold it for the 5 days, it is now at 2.3% every day, not annually, all right, because you realize that the banks do not even pay you 1% annually a year. The cryptos will pay you 2.3% every single day, which means do the math. In 30 days, you have almost 70%, which means in 60 days or in 2 months, your principal will be doubled or there. In other words, if you put in $100, you will have earned $100 in, you know, in two cycles. Since 2.3 times 30 is 69. Of course, as we know, is 138. That's more than 100%, obviously. Okay, so that's 100% plus, in other words, if it was $100, if you put in $100, you'd have $138 in interest. Now, in terms of being fully disclosed, most of the crypto investment opportunities do not return your initial principal, however. Okay, but you can get it back, in this case, in 138 days in interest. Okay, but you have to forfeit, in most of these opportunities, you have to forfeit your initial principal. I want to mention some of our affiliates. It's very important. Okay, and let's see. We have Mr. Stuart Fields. Check out his site, Anointed Hands. Check out his site on Facebook. He has another site at Anointed Hands. myshopify.com. Perhaps I should spell that out. Anointed Hands, he does spell it with two N's. That's the way he spells it. A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, Anointed Hands, H-A-N-D-S, dot my, M-Y, Shopify, S-H-O-P-I-F-Y, dot com. Okay, Anointed Hands, right, dot myshopify.com. All right, check him out. He's featuring a product called Bulga Detox, which is very interesting, and it's a product that cleans you out, right, they detox, and it's imported from a town in Ghana, Africa, called Bulga. All right, so this is helping the motherland, and, of course, it's helping, you know, persons in the United States as well, because he's very, very community-orientated and giving back to the community. He also heads a nonprofit. He lives in the state of North Carolina. That site has books as well, very empowering books that you need to read. He has some hair care products, so support him. All right. Him and I did a YouTube video together in reference to the Tron case. Check it out on YouTube. Type in a conversation. No, how's it go? It's Tron case, a conversation with Gregory Hall. Him and I did this together on Thursday of this week that just passed. Check it out. It's not long. It's about 26 minutes in length where I fully explain how this whole Tron case thing works. Okay, and then we have Mr. Harris Walker of the Hand and Hand Foundation. Okay, let me spell out Hand and Hand Foundation. Hand, H-A-N-D, and A-N-D, Hand, H-A-N-D, Foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N .org. Hand and Hand Foundation.org. Mr. Harris is doing a great work in the area of housing. All right, housing. He's into what you call healthy homes, new innovative homes. It's a completely new model in terms of structure. Basically, you have no electric because it's powered by solar. All right, you're going to have clean water because they have, you know, some kind of machine which gets very healthy water from the air. All right, there's a lot of features. So the cost is, in terms of production, is less, which means whatever kind of mortgage you have, it's going to be considerably less than your traditional mortgage. It is environmentally friendly. All right, it is safer. Check him out, the Healthy Homes, on that site, handinhandfoundation.org. And he also has the shopping mall, as I mentioned earlier, Hand, which is called HHF Mall. If you're going to be buying anything online, go to his mall. He has another project called Cans for Kids. And he may be calling in later, and perhaps he'll do a little explaining about the Cans for Kids. But basically, it's a recycling program, and the profits of which are helping children, children who need clothing, children who need food, whatever, all right, because recycling is big, 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 especially in the state of California where he lives. All right, and then we have, as one of our affiliates, Mr. Jerome Kirkland of Kirkland Financial Group. Check out his site. And he has a fascinating program called 8515, or is it 1585? I really forget. I think it's 1585. Basically, he's going to show you how to live off of 85% and invest and save that other 15%. But what really fascinates me about Mr. Jerome Kirkland of the Kirkland Financial Group.com is that he has a program called PUPFW, People United to Promote Financial Wellness.org, PUPFW.org. And what he did was, this is a nonprofit. He set it up because he realized that so many people who need his services cannot really afford his services. So if you go to PUPFW.org, those services can and will be provided either free or at a tremendous discount for a six-month period. I thought that was an ingenious idea of him setting up having a for-profit business as well as a non-for-profit business, because he realized that the people that really, really need his services may not be able to afford them. So he set up the nonprofit. All right, so let's see. We've mentioned Hand in Hand. And we've mentioned anointed Hands, and we've mentioned Kirkland Financial. Let's see. I know I'm leaving somebody out, but of course we have what I would call our associations with. Let me see. Let me go, because I don't want to leave anyone out. I got to go to a particular site to remind myself, because I just was working. I've been working feverishly on the Reap More Network website, and I have finally just about finished with it, and I just got to do one more page, which is my contact page, and Lord willing, it will be published as of next week. I should be able to announce that. Let's see. I have this. The site up, because I'm forgetting one group, and I don't want to do that. So let's see. who I have forgotten. And I will share that with you in just a moment. Anointed Hands. Oh, how could I forget? Of course, Mr. Willie Saunders and CFC. Mr. Willie Saunders, his site is CFCPage.com. And CFC stands for the Christian Fellowship Council, of which Mr. Willie Saunders is the founder and CEO. This organization was started about 20 years ago, and Mr. Saunders has established relationships with thousands of pastors all across the country. And he kind of got recognized because he was in radio. See, this was before the internet came out. He was very much into radio. So he established himself as a radio personality, as a DJ, and the whole nine yards. And so as a result, he has connections with pastors and churches all over the country. And he is the person whom we are working with, the Clicksters Project. You've heard a lot about Clicksters. And as I said at the beginning of the show, that the Clicksters site is up. They're working on, they had an interruption. And to be honest with you, it's because they actually got hacked in another country, not the United States, because Clicksters is an international company, but they got hacked and they had to kind of come up with a new whole interface and the whole nine yards and deal with that situation. And the site was down for almost the whole month of May. But it is now back up, with the exception of the new invitational links. Clicksters is about video watching. It is a program where you're going to get paid to watch videos. And as I mentioned, this gentleman named John Marks, who's very wealthy, is going to pay you just for enrolling persons in the Clicksters program. Clicksters is absolutely free. It costs you nothing. You will be paid for sharing this opportunity as well as the pay, you know, that you would have coming when the company comes out of what's called beta. It is in beta right now. In other words, the company, the corporation, Clicksters Corporation, is not compensating right now, but Mr. John Marks, who is one of the principal investors, is. So I'm working with Mr. Willie Saunders with that, and he is working with me on the Tron Case project. And then we have two, and I'm almost done. We have two basic, I would call them associates, which is, one is called Black Brilliance, and it's spelled B-L-A-Q. Check out Black Brilliance on YouTube. And as it just so happens, it is produced by Brother Raleigh Hall. Now, we have the same last name. And, of course, people say, I wonder if they're related. Yes, we are. We are cousins by law. All right. Okay, I won't go through explain how that works. We're not cousins by blood, but we are cousins by law. Okay, my first cousin through blood, right, is married to his cousin. All right, and that's basically how it works. But at any rate, Raleigh Hall, check him out, Black Brilliance. It is an excellent production, and it needs to be viewed by everybody. I'm calling everybody up, say, look, watch this, and if you don't have time to watch it, just play it on as many devices as you have to increase the viewership. So that's Black Brilliance, B-L-A-Q, Brilliance, B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E, Black Brilliance on YouTube, produced by Brother Raleigh Hall. And finally, and last but certainly not least, is, of course, my affiliation with the Neo Nation. All right, and of course we know that that the Neo Nation podcast is heard every night at this time, 7 to 9, every night of the week. All right, and of course I've been a host now for about a year now, and I don't know how many people are hearing me out in cyberspace, but I know that the listenership is growing. All right, so those are our affiliates and our associates, and later on, I may have more to say about some of our marketing ideas, but mainly Tron Case. Support me in Tron Case, troncase.io. You can get started for as little as it's based upon the price of Tron, which, if you remember, Tron is less than 10 cents. So to get started, it costs you 100 Tron, which currently, at the current price, would not even be $8. Okay, would not even be $8, which is interesting, the same price for the self-reparations. But everyone's talking about money, and different entrepreneurs are approaching me, and, okay, you're making money, then invest some of it. Help me out, and I can help you by exposing. We expose each other. We support each other. Enough said. I'm going to bring on our special guest, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. This is Brother Ben Yamin Bridges, and he's going to tell us, going to introduce himself, or maybe Dr. Robinson, maybe you'd like to introduce him. Let me open up his mic, and let's hear from him.
Got the brother himself. He is a extraordinary person, a community-minded individual. He works in all capacities of opportunities, economic development, real estate, fundraising, money. He works with the youth in our communities, helping to develop their minds and their initiative, and exposing them to opportunities to be self-employed. And that's the man himself, Mr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him.
Yes, sir. Thank you for inviting me on, my brother. And it's really nice what you were sharing earlier in regards to how we can get involved with some different types of programs that can make us some serious money. But right now, you know, one of the things that I did want to mention to you guys was the family business that I have. And the family business that I have, you know, I was really blessed because, you know, it was a three-generation situation. My grandfather, my father, and myself, you know, I've been in the real estate business for some time now. My grandfather started in 1909. Right? And back in that time period, you know, hey, segregation was no joke. But one thing I will say, my grandfather was not a, you know, someone that was a quitter. He was someone that, you know, stuck with wanting to be able to get his business registered in the state of New York. And he stuck with that. But back in 1924, that was when he actually was the first black real estate business in the state of New York to get that done. But he kept going to the building department and asking them, you know, come on, what's going on here? How come, you know, I can't get this done, you know? How come you guys won't, you know, allow that? And they were saying, come on, you know, you blacks, we're not allowing no black people to register nothing. But he kept going.
Brother, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Are you on speaker? Because for some reason you're not coming through as clear as
okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, actually, I am on speaker. You want me to take
it off? Yes.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay, great. Yeah, so what I was saying is that basically, you know, being that he was, you know, really diligent about wanting that to happen, even though they slammed the door in his face many times because he was black, saying, hey, we're not going to allow you to register because you are black. You're not going to register your business in the state of New York or any state in the United States. You're not going to be able to do that. But anyway, he stuck with that, and eventually what happened was in 1924, he was able to get his business registered in the state of New York as the first black real estate business in the state. And back in 2019, you know, we got an award for being the oldest black real estate business in the state of New York, which was really nice. We had a nice turnout. We had quite a few people, you know, family, friends, and also community that came out to support our, you know, event that we were having, which was really nice. But the other side of it is with the real estate, and I'm, you know, sorry to see that to a certain extent, is that a lot of us don't really deal with real estate from the higher aspect of what we can do to make money with it, whether it's development deals or commercial flip deals. You know, those are things that, you know, we kind of stay away from, but we do the solar, you know, flipping and everything and, you know, dealing with it from that perspective, you know, where you're just, you know, getting a contract and then, you know, flipping that contract to a buyer, you know, you can make $15,000, $10,000, $5,000, which is not bad. It's not against the law to make that low amount of money. But the bottom line is if you flip commercial properties, you can make in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these are things that we are doing now with our real estate investment group. We're doing $100,000 flip deals. And these are things that, you know, our people need to know about. So right now, you know, what I would like to do is offer folks that would like to, you know, experience coming into the real estate and dealing with it from the commercial side, which is the upper end. You know, what could happen is that those folks that are dealing with that could actually make huge amounts of money. The only thing is, you know, it's, can I really do that? You know, can I walk away off of a deal with $200,000, $300,000, $500,000? And the bottom line is you can, but the only thing is you've been taught and told that you can't because, you know, the average deal has to be around $5,000 or $10,000 or $8,000 or $20,000. And, you know, those are the type of deals that black people are supposed to deal with. But that's not true. You know, being that you're in the real estate industry, you can stretch into the higher aspect of real estate, or you can just stay stuck in the lower part of it. It's really up to you. But the bottom line is you don't have to stay down in the lower aspect of it and just making the little bit of money. You can also make the hundreds of thousands off of deals as well. And that's one of the things that our people just need to, you know that these are things that they are capable of doing, but there's not too many people out there that really teach them that these are things that they can do. And therefore, you know, they do make money, but they make money on the lower end. So I just wanted to share that because, like I said, if anybody's interested, let us know because it's our time to reach that mountaintop of success where we can do our very best. But you have to believe it in order to achieve it and receive it. You know, that's the thing. But anyway, yeah, fellas, I wanted to start off with that and let you know that that's something that we could do. You know, it's just that we just need to focus on the higher end of real estate instead of staying stuck in the lower end. And if we do focus on the higher end, you'll be able to make a lot more money in a shorter period of time. A lot more money.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to open up the lines. Maybe there are some questions. I'm going to start off with the first question, which is, okay, I started off by talking about group economics, collective economics, creative economics. Basically, my question is in terms of the cost of involving oneself in terms of, you know, doing these types of deals. Could it be done through perhaps a group that was maybe part of a mutual fund sort of operation, and whereas Perkins have collectively combined resources together, you know, for the needed, because, I mean, obviously, you know, that you have to bring something to the table in terms of the finances needed to do these deals.
Well, that's a good question, because basically this is the other side of it. And speaking on what you're talking about is that, yes, you know, a person can definitely become a part of the group. And in coming a part of the group, it makes things a lot more conducive and easier for a person to actually be able to work on getting some of these deals done. Because the thing about it is, back in 2020, you know, I'll be honest with you, our business actually crashed back at that time, along with the, you know, United States economy. And it wasn't just a thing where just a few black businesses crashed. It was like, you know, white folks, Hispanics, people around the country, they, you know, a lot of it, you know, went downhill. And because it did go downhill, it had a huge impact on the economy. But this is the thing. Now in 2021, there are, you know, financing that will allow you to actually be able to get money to do commercial deals. And being that we do have a list of those properties, and also if you have a list of partner investors that you can work with, there's a lot of things you could do. So even if a person comes in and they don't have good credit, they could still come into our program and we could show them the main thing that they would need to do, and that is to see if they can find a person that will be able to deal with, you know, things from a whole nother perspective, you know. And that's what's really important, because once you start to learn how to really make things happen, you know, from working together as a group, it's really important, because you as an individual may not have all the connections, but because you have, you know, a number of people in your group, you know, you may have different people that may have connections with partners. You may have connections with financiers that will, you know, work with you. And when you bring all those different people together with all those different missing pieces of the puzzle, and now you bring them together as a group, it really makes a huge difference from just one person or two people doing that. Because when we first started off, like you say, in January, that was one thing, you know, and really starting to get things up and running again. But the bottom line was, in doing that, the great thing about that was that it actually helped tremendously in us being able to get all these missing pieces of the puzzle and putting them together. So in doing that, by bringing all those missing pieces of the puzzle together, whether it's the, you know, the creative financiers, whether it's, you know, like I say, partnerships with different partners that will put the money up so that you can, you know, work together and actually do different, you know, real estate transactions. All of these different things help tremendously in making things happen. We started off with just a few people, and now we have about 10 or 12 people in our group, you know, that real estate group. And in having that, that really makes a huge difference, because we brought in some folks that have been into real estate for years, and, yeah, they know what they're doing, and they also have good connections with different people that they bring to the table, you know, as well. So all of these things make a huge difference when you're starting to deal with doing commercial deals, and can really help you, you know, greatly in regards to making things happen.
All right. Question number two is the actual process, the intellectual process, the knowledge that one needs to know to do these deals. How is that obtained?
Well, that's something that we teach, you know, to our members, you know, because one of the main things that's really important with this, if you're going to buy a property for $1 million, 1.5, 2 million, 3 million, whatever the price is in the millions of dollars on these commercial deals, the thing that makes it, you know, important is that, you know, because, for example, if I buy the property and I flip it to you, right, as a member of my group, then that means that you would be able to purchase it. But the bottom line is, you don't want to get stuck with a property that after you actually purchase the property, each month you got to come out your pocket and, you know, put up money to make the monthly payments along with the different expenses that are there. You want to find a property that has the net income that will be at a high enough rate where through the mortgage and all the rest of the expenses, you're still going to be able to walk away with $50,000 for the year, $20,000 or $30,000. And the bottom line is that that kind of money is what's good, but the reality is on the flip side of it, the flip profit that you're making, whether it's a flip for $300,000, whether it's for $500,000 or even $1 million, those flips, you know, are profitable money that's going to, you know, enable that person who's the end buyer to make some good money as well. So these are things that, you know, we need to understand thoroughly, because once you see that the money that you're going to be able to make off of these deals are good, but you don't want to be stuck with a property that each month after you spend millions of dollars to buy it, each month you got to come out your pocket and pay a monthly payment on it. So that doesn't make any sense. Why would you buy a multi-million dollar deal on a property and then, you know, instead of making a profit, you're losing money every month? You know, that doesn't make any sense. So we show people how they can find those property deals, and, you know, how they can see how much equity is there within the deal. So if it's going to be a flip, that flip is, you know, going to be, you know, a good flip. Because, you know, it's one thing if you buy a property, even if it's for $500 or $1 million or whatever, but if that property after it's fixed up is maxed out, let's say that you bought it for, you know, $500,000 and you had to put $50,000 to fix it up, and then all the properties in that neighborhood, very similar houses as the one that you just got, right? If that property is only worth, you know, like maximum like $560 or $565, then that's really, again, that's not that much profit. So if you're going to try to sell that, at, you know, just for $10,000 or $15,000 after going through all of that, that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about finding properties that have a flip opportunity where there's equity in it, so that if you were going to flip it, you could flip it for $300,000, you could flip it for $500,000, you could flip it for practically $1 million, and that would be something that would make the deal worthwhile for you to deal with on commercial deals, you know. And it could be done on residential as well when you're looking at like mansion properties, but the problem is with that, it's a lot harder, you know, dealing with mansion properties, because if that individual who is there in that property left the property for whatever reason, then, you know, you're going to have to wait till you can resell that property or, you know, again, and it might take you some time, but you don't even have to worry about that if you're dealing with a commercial building that has 20 apartments, 15 apartments, 10 apartments, you know, 30, 40 apartments, you know, something like that. It makes, you know, a big difference, because that's the kind of income that you need with those kind of, you know, residential income coming in that will actually allow you to have the kind of income that we're talking about, so that instead of paying out your pocket each month, you could actually have a property that will give you money each month. And that's the way it should be working.
All right, I'm going to open up the lines, because I just want to find out if any of the other persons in the queue have any questions for you, because I have one or two, but I don't want to monopolize the time. So I'm going to open up the mic. Let's say we're going to start with 718-350. I know who this is, Brother Robinson. Any questions for our guest?
Yes, absolutely. Brother Hall and Hall. There's a gentleman in my neighborhood here in Queens, Raleigh Hall, who has been a developer and a contractor here for 30 years. Are you related to any of them?
Okay. Now, it's interesting that you should ask that question, because his son, is the producer of this Black Brilliance. And I'm working with him. We are kind of indirectly cousins. You know, So we're cousins. In other words, my first cousin.
Is he part of the Black Cowboys? Is he part of the
Say
Black Cowboys?
I don't
is
know anything
part of
about Black
Cowboys.
Cowboy. But yeah, we're cousins. But anyway, Raleigh Hall. Sure, that
right.
must be
okay.
That's obviously the father.
Okay.
But anyway,
because I've known him for 40 years, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
But the other thing is that I've been trying to get into commercial. I'm a representative of a brother in my neighborhood here who started out with a grocery store. Okay, and he wind up in 50 years owning the whole block. He's now selling the block for $10 million. I already have a buyer, you know, for that 10 in cash. You know, and my profit from after splitting up monies from people who helped me would be about $250,000.
Don't forget me, Ron. Don't forget the poor Black people.
You still there? I didn't mean to say that.
Remember Ronald Robinson, we're family.
I hope that'll be closed in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I've been always interested in commercial, you know, and so on. And I'd like to become part of that group, because there are certain people that I know and that once this deal closes, and it's going to close, they want to continue doing business with me buying commercial property.
Mm.
You know, so right. Whether they do or not, I'm a hustler.
Right. Before Brother Bridges answers the question, I just want to go back to Raleigh Hall for a minute. So you know Raleigh Hall?
I know Raleigh Hall, his father or nephew, because y'all look so different, look the same and short. You know, they live up the street for me. Raleigh's father or uncle lives up the street for me in Hollis.
Okay. All right. Okay.
They got an office there on the Rockaway Boulevard off of Baisley some years. And they did work. They did work for Flake. They helped build his houses and stuff like that over there back in the year.
Right. Right. It's definitely a small world because you came on late. I had mentioned that the very name. I think I'm sure that we're talking about father and son. But at any rate,
yes.
Brother Bridges.
Father and son and uncle. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe uncle, maybe son. It's the same name, though. Yeah, exact same name,
yeah.
Raleigh Hall.
Yeah. Yeah, whole construction.
Okay, Brother Bridges, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry to. Still here.
I'm interested in commercial, dealing with commercial. All right. Now that I have some of these financial resources, and I definitely want to be part of the group here that we can do some business.
Yeah, that would be great, my brother. You know, so what I could do is give you my number, and you get in touch with me, and then from there we could have a discussion on how we can work this together and see what we could have you. What we're doing now.
Put Dr. Robinson on mute for a minute. I'll take
okay. And
so
what I'll do is I'll help build a mutual fund group. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So,
a mutual admiration society.
We'll diversify. We'll have some Bitcoin and some real estate going.
Hey, listen, I'm interested in your Bitcoin situation. I have 10 cents.
Yeah.
I like to check it out, $10. So,
All right. All right. Yeah.
Instead
of five, I'm talking about 10.
That's
great.
I can wait a day for my mental call, don't
matter.
Yeah. But yes, sir, Mr. Yes. Hall. I would like to talk with you. See how we can do this. And we all profit from it. Don't worry, happy. Okay. So
That's a good thing.
Mr. Hall. Yeah, I'd definitely like to drop a little card I got and on the Tron. And see where we go from there. Right now we're doing a lot of
the
deals.
The other gentleman's name is not Hall, it's Bridges.
Bridges. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Benjamin. Benjamin Bridges.
Right.
Benjamin Bridges.
Right.
Okay. Bridges. Okay. Okay, cool.
Give him your number, Ben.
Okay, yeah. My number is 914-979-6372. Correct.
Okay, so you want to enrich cats upstairs in upstate in Connecticut.
No, not in Connecticut. In good old Mount Vernon, New York, brother. Just on the outskirts of the Bronx.
All right. Bring it down, Bronx. I hear you. All right. Definitely. I would appreciate talking to you, as my situation goes, and bringing some assets to purchase, or bring the money to purchase.
That would be great because those are the two main things that make the real estate deals happen.
You
got the property or you got the money to help the property go through. One or the other.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
And Mr. Hall, I'm going to buy $10 worth of 10 cents.
Okay, Brother Robinson.
Next week, maybe $100, but right now.
I heard about you. I think you could afford more than
$10. Yeah. My father got kids. My kids got kids. I got kids I don't know about.
Okay. There's at least two more callers. I want to open up their mics just in case they have any questions.
God bless you all.
All right, brother. Let's see, 646, and this after a while you begin to recognize certain numbers. Let me see here, and 646-972. Okay, this is Brother Shirley Greed.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Any questions for our guest?
Of course. Thank you for the opportunity. Mr. Bridget, Mr. Benjamin Bridget, how you doing? My question is, how can individuals from the community be involved with this opportunity? And is it available to the community? If so, how can people contact you or reach you? So that's the question.
Yeah, well, two things. You know, one is if you do have good credit, that's a good thing, because what could happen is, you know, you could actually even make more money in regards to being an end buyer and dealing with some of these deals that we're dealing with. And if you don't have good credit right now, that's not a problem either, because what we could do is just show you how to find good deals and bring them to the table. And because you found a deal, you will definitely get paid for participating and helping that to come about. So right now, those are the two things that you could do right off the bat. And, I mean, if you're bringing also some other information, which might be a gentleman that might be a financial partner or a financier or somebody like that, that's one thing that would be good as well. But the bottom line is, even if you don't have that kind of information, and even if you're a newbie, you know, in regards to dealing with real estate, we could definitely show you how you could get started and how you could deal with it from the commercial side. Because doing the other deals, like I said, where you're basically flipping contracts, that's one thing. And I'm not saying that that should be something that you shouldn't do, but what I am saying is that's where you're going to make money on the low end, right? But if you're flipping houses and buildings that we're talking about dealing with, where you're talking about commercial buildings that are 15, 20, 50 units and, you know, so forth, those are the type of deals where you're going to walk away with, you know, a nice amount of money on that. You know, not $5,000, not a bag of French fries, nothing like that. You're talking about really walking away with some serious cash. And that's what commercial real estate deals can do. Because just like for one deal in commercial, right, you might walk away with $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 or more, right? But the bottom line is, in doing the low end of just dealing with, you know, flipping contracts and stuff, you might have to do about 10 or 15 deals just to get the same amount of money from that one deal that you're dealing with commercial. So that just gives you an idea of how much more advantageous it is for you to deal with commercial deals, because you'll get a lot more out of it and in a short period of time.
Okay. And how would people be able to contact you, sir?
Yeah, well, they would be able to contact me through my number that I just gave out. My phone number is 914.
Yes, sir. 914.
979-679-6372.
6372. Thank you very much.
Correct.
I appreciate that. Thank
and
you.
Your name again?
My name is Shalik Reed.
What's your name?
Shalik Reed. You can call me Sha for sure. This is Sha Reed. Yes, sir. I'm just listening, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thank you, my brother, for your interest.
Brother, just for your information, Brother Shalik Reed is working with the Neo Nation and somewhat as in the capacity of co-host. So he's generally involved with the show on Thursday and Friday. He's like co-hosting with the brother on Thursday, Jaquan Diaz, and with Ron Robinson on Friday, the Black Billionaires Network Club. So he's definitely in the family, as we say. All right, and he's an organizer, people person. You know?
I'll try.
I want to say, in terms of that question about the community. Okay, let's keep it real. You know, like, the people in the community, they need ways to make money and ways to invest money. And this certainly falls exactly in line with what I am trying to do, although at the moment my major focus is the cryptos. But there's I have no problem with what I say diversifying, because we realize that there are, you know, there's multiple streams of income. So you can make money from cryptos, you can make money from real estate, you can make money from, you know, businesses, food, whatever, you know, multiple streams of income is where everybody's head should be. Not, you know, just say, well, this is my thing and that's the only thing I'm going to do. No, create multiple streams of income. Because this way, in case something goes wrong with one stream, you got another one. All right,
exactly.
Let me open up this mic of 718-801. I don't know who this is. 718-801, any questions, comments, or statements? Are you there? 718-801. Going once. All right. 718-801. All right. Let's see. No response from that particular person. All right. Let's see. Let's take a little bit of a music break, and we'll come right back. And we'll talk a little further, and because we want to definitely want to bring in Dr. Robinson, who's going to share some information with us about Juneteenth. I mean, of course, today is Juneteenth, so we definitely want to hear about that. All right, so let's just take a little music break, though, and how about we can make it? You know, I love the word together, and so how about we can make it together if we try?
There you go.
With love in your heart.
Somebody saying, when is he going to update that music? And I am. But I'm looking for songs that have words, that say something, that have a message, as opposed to the how recent or unrecent is the nature of their, you know, whether it's contemporary or traditional, whatever. But at any rate, we can make it together. We're going to have, let's see, let's play a commercial real short.
And you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
All right, we're going to bring in Dr. Robinson a few words about Legal Shield, and then you're going to share with us some information about Juneteenth. We're going to save the public service announcements, however, till the end, okay?
Sounds great, sounds great. Listen, Legal Shield is legal insurance, just like medical insurance, car insurance. You don't have to pay a whole bunch of money to get legal services. You pay $24.95 a month as your membership fee. You get contracts reviewed. You get a will done for you. You get letters sent to opposition oppositions where you have legal battle with somebody in opposition. It could be a corporation, could be individual, could be a contractual obligation that was not met, could be a product that was broken. They will write a letter stating the law, stating what the person's responsibility is. 9 times out of 10, that has a lot of enforcement. They would educate you on your legal. Legal Shield, I love about them is that they use the largest law firms in every state. In all 50 states, they use the largest, most powerful law firms in that state. You get an opportunity to go to that law firm on an open house and get to know everybody, get to talk to the lawyers, get to talk to them and find out what their background is, their legal experience, where they studied at, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can also get to go to seminars at the law firm, open house and stuff like that, where you can go in and see the different departments. They cover, most of these firms cover all family law, criminal law, you know, immigration law, civil, federal, all types of law these law firms handle. And you get to meet each individual attorney that handles those different types of laws, and they will give you assistance. You will get to know them by name. And you can always say you have a lawyer in all 50 states, Puerto Rico and Canada, because Legal Shield covers you in all 50 states, Puerto Rico and Canada. If you have a problem and you're in Canada, you're covered. Puerto Rico, you're covered. If you live in Connecticut but you have a problem in South Carolina, I know I got tickets in South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia. I did not have to go back to the court date. They sent an attorney to appear on my behalf, and 9 times out of 10, I won that court case with that ticket. or the price went down tremendously for what they was asking me for. So prepaid legal is a great opportunity to have legal insurance where you're covered anywhere you go. They'll do a will for you, a living will for you for free. And like I said, they will write letters. They will give you free consultations. They will write letters on your behalf. If there's no need to go to court proceeding, you pay nothing. They charge you a minimum amount per hour for court appearances. So there's a lot of opportunity in having access to an attorney. Now, one captain that retired in Philadelphia said he wanted to explain racism in the police department, and he said black people have nobody to call, they have no power, and so they take advantage of black people. With Legal Shield, you have somebody to call 24 hours, 7 days a week, 50 states, Canada, and Puerto Rico. Your children go off to colleges and universities thousands of miles away from home. They need to be legally protected. Young sister was sitting in study hall. She fell asleep. The young white woman called the campus police on her. The campus police called the city police, and it became a big thing over nothing. A big thing over nothing. If that young lady had access to an attorney that would presented her would assist her in court, it would have been over very quickly. But her parents had to come, and it turned out to be a big issue over nothing. An innocent person. Her books were out. Her study books was out. Her ID stating that she was a student at the college. This is the kind of behavior that we have to face every day in America, and it's real. So we need legal protection. We need legal insurance. Nobody has $50,000, $60,000, $10,000 for consultation and general upfront fees. Who has that? But Legal Shield subsequently put it so that it's affordable to you. And Offenheimer, the person that started Legal Shield, he started with black people in mind. He came up with an ID card when Louima got shot 41 times in Bronx, New York, and he's a man of consciousness because he sees the abuse of people when they don't have legal assistance. So I tell everybody, check it out. Check it out. Don't sleep on it. Take a good look at it and check it out deeply. And there's a big thing going on now with the farmers. There were subsidies that was supposed to be given to them by Biden's administration, and he reneged on it. And that's a part of when I tell you about the new energy that's coming into America, $2.3 trillion going to be spent on it. The farmers in America are going to benefit from it because they're going to be doing solar farming. And, you know, our farmers always get left out when it comes to funding farmers. The grant money that was given out, I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the black farmers got nothing. Biden promised to give them something because they didn't get nothing, and now he reneged and say he can't do it. So here we are again. But this new energy is coming, and it's solar energy. They're going to spend a lot of money on it. They're going to spend money even with kids going to college and universities. They're going to give them a full free ride to study this as scientists, engineers, and it's going to be free. 2 year, 4 year, 6 year studies in university and colleges. We want the black universities and historical black colleges and universities to get this money as well. We don't want to be left out. When you go to a positive, POSITIVE, change, change, PC.com, you'll see brother's name, Ronald Bathia. He studied this for 30 years, this energy. He can also tell you in that website how the black farmers and the black people got negated from that money for 30 years and why we should not let it happen again. Go to that website. Read about this energy. Get familiar with it. It might not be beneficial to you, but maybe to your community, definitely to your community, because they're going to renew the community with this energy. They go to the projects. They build them back up again, build up the streets, the parks, recreational centers for the children. This is going to be a tremendous impact on the communities, and we do not want the black community to miss out. We put Biden in there, and we should definitely make sure that he understands that we know what he's doing, and he has an obligation to keep the promises that he made. So please, sir, ma'am, go to positivechangepc.com, take a look at that website and learn about this energy, learn about this money that's coming to the farmers, that's coming to the economic development of the communities, and also learn about how we've been neglected for the last past 30 years in this whole process. And we might get neglected again if we don't educate ourselves and we don't push and fight for what we know is right. So please take a look at that. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Ray McGuire is still running for mayor of New York City. Dutton Services are still working with him. He needs 75 people a day, $20 an hour. You need no basic experience, no high school diploma. You could just came out of jail. You could have been homeless. They will work with you because they're community-minded people for the black community. $20 an hour. So please give Mrs. Helen Owens a call, 718-504-6861, 718-504-6861. And also don't forget to go to the reparations program where you will be a tremendous benefit to the community by joining the reparations program as well. And also Juneteenth as well. Mr. Gregory Hall, if I may, bring in a historian who studies everything and can do this in explain this very simply in a couple of minutes, Mr. Ronald A. Robinson, and let him give that presentation.
You think a lot of me. God bless you. but I for just for a minute. Mr. Hall, if he's still there listening, and he said, you know, I have this and that. Well, I got to tell you, like, my wife left me. My barn burned down with all the animals, and the dog is looking at me like a bone. You know, so I can only do this so much. You know? Anyway, listen, the Juneteenth was delivered 2 days late. Texas, you know, and even though in the situation where we were so-called given quote-unquote our freedom, we have been waiting since 1938, 1939 to get them. My concept of this is that I don't want to, you know, be disrespectful on the radio or anything else, but so what? And why I say, so what, we've only got a name or a day. We need reparation for that and all the 15 other independent towns in the area, you know, from Florida on down to get reparations also. But that's why I'm supporting, you know, my Project Neo, you know, and so on. We should all support that because we're not getting anything from anybody except for ourselves. You know, they burnt this town down, we built it up, all right, and then once we built it up, integration happened, and the people left the town to spend money with white folks. As we all did in the South, you know, and then all our economic base was destroyed. It hasn't been reinstated since. Okay, that's shame on us. You know, when we think the white man's ice is colder, you know, so we need through Neo Nations, my project, .com. All these things we need to really emphasize and come in and join and donate so that we can do this again ourselves. And then take it to Africa. Whatever land we can buy here, buy it. Make sure we make this transition from Africa to here and create a market for each other so that, you know, we can survive. Or better than survive. So that's me. That's what I have to say. But I'm glad that Juneteenth is here. But what does it mean? You know, what does the civil rights movement mean after We went to sleep. In 50 years, we went to sleep. And we're still in the same position that we were in, you know, 180 years ago. That's our fault. We rested. We rested. And we did, we don't have time to rest. Our children, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, and those after we're gone. Are we going to go through the same thing again? I hope not. You know, but that's all I got to say. I'm happy to Juneteenth, but I'm also pissed off at, you know, what Biden is doing, what's happening in the South. You know, where are we going again with we're not able to vote, we're not able to survive. Those are the things we should be thinking about more than these holidays, because on these holidays, what we do. The marketing goes on television, King's Day, and all this other kind of stuff. And we go out and spend money with folks that hate us. Immigrants also. We need to change up the game for us, not for anybody else. We'll think about other people later, but we got to think about us first.
Okay. For those persons who may not know, because I didn't know until maybe about, I knew maybe about a couple of years ago that Juneteenth was basically based upon the fact that there were persons that did not know that they had been liberated.
Exactly, because it wasn't June. Right. It wasn't July. It was two days earlier.
Yeah. Earlier. And well, to connect the dots. Brother Robinson, there are still people who don't know.
Exactly. Hey, listen, honestly, no, look. Honestly, I really, when I was going back and forth to Africa, I only realized that, and that was 1979.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know what Juneteenth meant, but. At any rate, we need to, in terms of really, really knowing, I'm talking about, you know, knowing in terms of not just head knowledge, but in terms of action knowledge, in terms
action
of...
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And
you
this is where we need
and
to...
And they've gone past that neighborhood. They built highway systems and everything else. You know, this was a sizable place.
Yeah,
you know,
let me ask you a question.
Oil wells. The people, the white oil people that couldn't get financing, the wildcatters, they came to Greenwood to get financing. White people.
Right.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Brother Robinson. In terms of the, is it 2 days or 2 years? That they were unaware that they had been freed from slavery.
I may misquote it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I get excited.
Okay.
It was 2 years behind that.
Right.
In fact, within that 2 years, what did the people in Texas have to go through?
Right.
You know, and then even after that, the people in North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, Georgia, you know, and so on, Kentucky, what have you, still had to go through.
Right.
Because they were
talking
about there's no law that the white man, that the black man has that the white man should respect.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
to summarize, I'll just put it this way. Spike Lee wrote a movie. And at the end of that movie, basically, I never forget, he was saying, "Wake up!" And this is apropos for today. So on that note, we're going to bring hopefully we're going to be waking up out of this slumber, and Brother Bridges is going to tell us more about what we need to do to wake up. Okay.
One thing, if I can just take 30 seconds. You know, I don't
sure.
know. going. In my neighborhood, there was the African Poetry Theater. All right. And we had manhood program, you know, and stuff. And for years, brothers and sisters were coming through that program and they were woke. They came out that way, you know, from that program. And then you had the bookstore in Harlem, you know, and so on, that perpetuated this in the 60s. Out here in Queens, we don't have anything. And that's going to change. You know, we used to have a strong community, black community here, black businesses and stuff, and they're gone.
Right.
We got to change that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got our work cut out for us. There's a lot of work.
But you know what? What did you say? We're taking care of business. People, can't you see? We got work to do.
Yep. Marvin Gaye put it right. Work to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Brother
Benjamin, you still there? Still here, my brother. Can you hear me? All right. So is there any more information that you'd like to share with us concerning this whole project of real estate investment?
Well, on real estate, and also, you know, that's one of the things that's different from our investment group, because we're not just looking at, you know, filling our wallets and for the sisters to fill their purses. We're also looking at giving money back to our community. And one of the things that, you know, unfortunately, many of our people do is they just look out for themselves. And when it comes to looking out for the community, we don't come together on that note. So these are some of the things that we need to do, because in other communities, folks do gather their money together and they put the money together to put up different projects and do different things that can benefit the community. And we need to do the same thing. And that's one of the reasons why we need different programs that can be there to really, what you would call, start to transform the thinking of our people to see that we really need to think and start to focus on helping one another and trying to benefit one another, not just ourselves and our family, but also the family of our community, the family of our people. And once we start to see things from that perspective, it's going to make a huge difference. But the problem is, after, like I said before when we spoke, you got 400 years from slavery and oppression and all these different things that have been brainwashing us, even want to deal with one another. And these are things that we need to do in reprogramming the thinking of our people. And one of the things we need to do, which is very important, and I was glad to see that you were pretty much on point with that. You had some great and positive music, you know, and a lot of times you don't even hear that positive music. All you hear is people talking nigger this and nigger that and all this crazy negative talk that we don't even need to really be even dealing with. But the problem is, all that does is brainwash our people to seeing ourselves in a negative perspective. So we need to get rid of the negative rap and start to deal with the positive rap. That's another thing. Because like I said before, when you do affirmations, what affirmations do, it inspires you. It motivates you to want to do something successful to help yourself. And when you're dealing with negative rap and it's telling you all these negative things to do, all these negative things to think about you and your people, then all that's going to do is cause you to want to do and feel negative things towards one another. And these are things that we need to stop. But the bottom line is, we don't even have a movement for that, which is ridiculous. And the other side of it is ridiculous is that people don't even see that we do have something called the subconscious mind. And if you keep programming your subconscious mind to see yourself from a negative perspective, guess what? What you see is what you get. So what we need to do, and that's why the positive rap is so important, is once you start to see yourself from a positive perspective, once you start to see that we need to really work together, respect one another, want to help one another, want to be a blessing to one another, once we see that these are important aspects of what we should be doing in our lives, then that's when you're going to start to see some positive change come about. Because as long as people keep self-hatred and negative thinking towards one another is going to bring our people down. But we don't need to be thinking down, because if you think down, that's where you're going to go. But if you keep your mind up on high and allow the power of God in Christ to actually be a blessing for you so that you can be shining brightly in the sunlight of a new dawn, then basically what's going to happen is your dreams and goals will come about, and all you have to do is see it already done, and your victory shall be won. See it already done, and your victory shall be won. But if you're going to be a person that is a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina, then basically what's going to happen is you're just going to say, ah, man, you know, none of that's going to help, man. Just let me just stay in the lane of poverty and negativity.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again, bro.
All those things that be not as though they are.
There you go. And that can definitely come about without a doubt, because the bottom line is, you know, one of the things that Jesus said that was very, very powerful, and people don't even speak about this too tough. Jesus said, the things I do, you can do and even more. And that was something that had me almost fall out my chair when I read that. I was like, what? And then I started focusing on that.
You can do more.
Exactly. So that what that's saying to you is that forget about the lies of this society, which is telling you that you are a limited person that could do very little, and basically you just have to stay in your lane of poverty and deal with it and accept it. And you don't have to accept that lie. You can go into the lane of victory and success, but you have to believe that you can go there. A lot of times when you tell our people about great opportunities that are available for them, they say, oh, man, I don't even want to waste my time with that, man. That ain't going to work for me. And when they're thinking like that, that's because they've been programmed to see themselves in a negative failure state of mind. And they need to come out of that. And there's another word for it. Poverty consciousness. When you stay in that state of poverty consciousness, that means that you're going to continue to see yourself not being able to ever really make any serious money. And we need to come out of that lie. You can make serious money. Yes, you can become a multimillionaire and possibly even a billionaire. But the bottom line is, if you don't believe it, how the heck are you going to achieve it? You know, you have to be able to reprogram the minds of our people to see themselves in a state of being winners and great
and
achievers.
And to see ourselves that we have a greater self-worth than what we're thinking. You know, it's about money, but it's not all the way about money. But it's about your self-personal worth.
Exactly.
You know, and stuff. And you don't. And if you don't have that, there's kids out here that don't have a family, mother or father. They come out of the system at 18 years old. You know, I'm sorry not to take this over, but this is what it is. How can we start, you know, dealing with that? As I said, when I see programs starting to close down and they have no place else to go and they're put out the street at 18 years old and they're on their own, where are they going to go? To the drug dealer,
In trouble. That's where they're going to go. So we have to have programs out there that we can offer them to come in and get involved with, so that they can see that there is a positive side to the story, and that you don't have to keep going down into the gutter of poverty and deeper and deeper. You can come up and rise up out of that and make not only just money, but make a new imagery of seeing a new identity for yourself. Because as long as you see yourself in the negative, that's what's going to come your way. But if you can start to see yourself from a positive perspective and do things from a positive perspective, then that's what's really going to happen. Because one of the things in my book, you know, that we dealt with one of the students that we had, you know, we had a great achievement with him. This was a brother that was on the track team, right? And unfortunately, he was getting ready to quit the track team because he kept on losing all these, you know, races that he was having. And then he heard about our program in the school that we were dealing with, because we had a program to try to calm them down and to improve their academics and everything. And it was a meditation program. And basically what ended up happening, he heard about it, and he came to us, me and my wife, and he asked us, well, listen, you know, if I get involved in this thing, is this thing going to be able to help me out? I said, yeah, it can help you. But the bottom line is, what are you seeing right now when you're thinking about, you know, the track? He said, well, a lot of times when we're on the line getting ready to start and they blow the whistle and then we're going to go, I look around and I see these brothers and their legs look 10 times, 100 times more stronger than mine. And I said, man, I'm probably going to lose this race. So I said, so what you're telling me is that you see yourself as a loser before you even start. And I said, that's a big problem. Because if you're going to see yourself as a loser, guess what? You're going to lose. I said, you got to start to see yourself as a winner and start to see yourself as the first one crossing the finish line. And when you see yourself from that perspective, then what's going to end up happening is that you're going to actually see some good results come about. So we gave him affirmations to say, like, see it, believe it, and you will achieve it. See it, believe it, and you will actually not only achieve it, but you will receive it. And we were telling him, you know, to say those affirmations, you know, also the other one that we told him about, see it already done, and your victory has been won. See it already done, victory has been won. And we had him say those affirmations throughout the day, and we said, well, hopefully, you know, he'll stick with it, and, you know, who knows, he might just say, I'm not going to deal with this, this is crazy, I'm not there. But you know what he did? He actually did stick with it. And also he did the meditation in the morning when he woke up, and he did one before he went to bed. And basically, at that time period, he was still visualizing himself as being the first one to cross that finish line. So when you start to see yourself as a winner, and when you keep telling yourself in your mind that you're going to be victorious, that you're going to be a winner, that you're going to actually come out on top, then guess what? You're starting to change your thinking from thinking negative to thinking positive. And that's what we need to do with our youth, because guess what happened with him? 2 weeks later, he came back to me. He said, Mr. Bridges, guess what? I said, what's up? What's happening? He said, I just won 3 races. I said, what? You did? I said, that's great. And then later on, what ended up happening, because this was some years back, but this was when the Olympics was in Russia. And because it was in Russia at that time, we were going to have a national, you know, race that was going to go on with different racers here in the United States. And whoever could come in first place would be the one that would be representing the United States to go to Russia. So he was saying, well, listen, I'm 18 years old and, you know, I'm in a senior in high school. Can I also get involved with this? I said, yeah, you could do that. I said, but you got to keep thinking positive and see what happens. So anyway, what ended up happening with him, he ended up going into the program where they were going to have the final races. And there was about 4 final races in different parts of the country. And he ended up, you know, as one of the winners in those races so that he could get into the finals. So he came back to me and said, Mr. Bridges, guess what? I'm in the finals now. So we're going to do the final race, and we're going to see if I come in first place, I could go to the Olympics in Russia. I said, wow, that's going to be really nice if you could do that.
Hallelujah.
So think positive and see what happens. So anyway, from there, what ended up happening, he did go into the finals. He ran in the race, and guess what? Homeboy lost first place. He lost second place. But he came in third place, and he came back with a sad look on his face. But I said, listen, brother, I do not consider you a loser because you came in third place. You came in third place. That means that you were third in the nation, and that's no joke. That's a great opportunity for you to be able to say that you were third in the nation, to be able to come up to that point.
That's the way he came from, yes.
Exactly, because when he was thinking before, he saw himself as a loser, and that's what happened to him. He just continued to lose over and over and over again. That's what he kept on seeing, and that's what he kept on doing, seeing himself as a loser and being a loser. But once he started to reprogram his mind with positive affirmations, with visualizing himself as being the first one to cross that finish line, that's when his thinking and his believing of his capability of being a winner came about. And being, like I said, third in the nation, even though he didn't go to Russia as representing in the first place like he could have, but the bottom line is he came in third place. And I still consider him a great winner.
Hey.
All right, brother, I'm gonna cut in here now.
We have
about 5 minutes left, and I want to just cut in here and
put in my little two cents to say that it's not just about, as you brothers are pointing out,
that causes our
it's not just about helping people to make money, but it's about changing people's minds as well. Because let's say, for example, if a person, if you help them to become a millionaire and their mind is corrupt, you have a dangerous mix because they could decide, well, let me open up some kind of a strip joint, you know what I'm saying? And that's not what we really need in our community. It'd be better to open up some place where the young people can come and study and learn or as I said, a sports center or, you know, I mean, I'm a positive thinker and a big thinker. Imagine we have churches all over the place. Imagine if your 21st century church was constructed so that every church had a community center with not only maybe an exercise room, but how about this? A swimming pool, as part of the facility, you know, and then maybe a little an apartment building that could house people who might be in transition, especially homeless persons. So our work is cut out for us because you want to not only produce wealth, but you want to produce people who have wealth and values, you know, so because there is so much, as you said, the positive rappers. Well, what we need to do is we need to seriously reward those persons who are doing and saying the positive, you know, the positive things and sharing the positive images.
Amen.
And perhaps if that was a situation where a person know, well, if I'm a secular rapper, I'm going to make so much money. But if I'm a spiritual or Christian rapper or whatever, if I'm talking positive stuff, that the market is much more lucrative. You know what I'm saying? When you get the money, you have to share back. And I'm big on that, share back. I don't know if there's such a word. Maybe I made it up. But we have to give back. It's like, we have to share back. And that's where I think, as I share with my people that know me well, mm-hmm. I'm very aggressive in the business arena. But my motive is to make money to help other people. You know, because at the end of the day, you can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to drive, but do you need 20 cars to get from A to B? You know, do you need 20 bedrooms? Come on, let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Do you really need to put a Picasso on the wall when people are starving? You know, come on.
Yeah.
So this is where we have to kind of it's all about, you know, educating people as we go, as we're teaching them how to prosper, but also teaching them how to think right, you know, and that's what it's all about. And I'm trying to do. It's like it's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah,
I know you're down to the wire, but I just want to give you got more.
Brother Hall, bless you.
It's called
bless
in.
You. Huh? And my wife still only left me with $10.
You got more callers just called in.
Well, let me see. We only got a few minutes left. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Oh, I think who is this? 916. Is this who I think it is? 916-895. Who's calling?
This is Harris Walker. What's happening? How's everybody doing?
I recognize that. Mr. Walker, we only got a few minutes left.
Mr. Walker,
I know, man. just came off the boat, and I was like, I got a few minutes. Let me call in and say hi to everybody and try to tune in and hear what I could.
All right. For those of you who don't know, this is Harris Walker. This is the CEO of Hand in Hand Corporation. And as I was saying at the beginning, I mentioned you at the beginning. I mentioned you again. If you're going to do any online shopping, go to handinhandfoundation.org and click HHF Mall. This brother has a mall consisting of over 270 stores, including the big box stores, Amazon, Walmart, you name it. All right. And very shortly,
at the end of the month.
All right. Let me see. I got to go to that. I want to go to this other caller on 914-227 because this is a number I don't recognize. Let me just open up their mic real quick. 914-227. Are you there?
Yes. This is Brother Muhammad. How you doing?
All right.
Muhammad, what's happening?
Oh, Muhammad Kellum, right?
No, Troy Muhammad. I'm a friend of Brother Reverend Ron.
Oh, okay. Troy Muhammad. Okay. We got a brother. Okay, well, thank you for calling in, although we're just about out of time. We got a couple of minutes. Would you like to share any information with us?
I really don't know, you know, the platform that y'all was all building on. But were y'all talking about business?
We were talking about business. Our special guest was sharing with us about real estate investing, how we can flip commercial buildings and make big bucks in the commercial building space as opposed to just flipping houses. And this was Brother Benjamin Bridges was our special guest.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right,
what we were talking about.
Right, I'm definitely familiar with him and trying to connect with him in some type of way, but it just didn't happen. But that we word, man, that's a big word. You know, we have a whole lot of unity, a whole lot of strength, you know, money, you know, energy, the whole nine. So, I mean, that's the big thing for me. It's a lot of our issues, man, it's not even so much economical. It's spiritual. It's emotional.
All right.
You know, it's intellectual.
Yeah, right.
And once we deal with things from that end, you know, I know in my own personal life, that's where I saw, you know, from that area first.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's exactly what some of the speakers were saying, that we want to change minds, especially the minds of our youth, because there's too much negativity, and we need to spend some money here with opening up their minds and giving them some positive thoughts. We've got about 3 minutes left. Let's see, and I think we had a great show. We're gonna have to be continued. All I can say is come back, tune in again next week. Tune in. We have a pretty good lineup all week. Okay, and let me just quickly give you that rundown. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, we have the Ethiopian World Federation. Okay, with Sister Sadie Gomez. And she talks a lot about a lot of social topics, and she's very knowledgeable about health concerns. And then on Monday we have our name is Queen Amina, and we call her the Black Alice in Wonderland. And she's she knows a little bit about everything. I mean, she's very, very, very spiritual, very political, just informed politically in the whole nine yards. Okay, Tuesday we have Sharon Steele in the Business Girlfriends Network, and Sharon is a very successful entrepreneur, spreading her wings and doing positive things for the community. Wednesday, Coach Morrell Brown, and she's talking about maximizing your life, which is basically doing things to really keep that family. Somebody made a statement about the family. We need to keep our families intact because the system is really causing our families to be disrupted and divided. So we need to bring that family structure back. Thursday we have Brother Jaquan Diaz, and he's kind of coming from a more spiritual perspective, sharing things about, the spirits and basically the connection. Thursday, Thursday, and of course Friday is Dr. Ron Robinson, who's business and politics and economics, and that's called the Black Business Billionaires Club. And then yours truly is every Saturday. Let's get it together. I'm focusing on how we can do things together. You know, and I've got some ideas, especially in the area of marketing and advertising, how we can take this thing to the next level. But I am out of time. Thank everyone for calling, for listening in. Invite a friend, and everyone be safe. All right, we're going to have our closing number. We started out with better, and we're going to let you know that the best is yet to come. Take care, everyone.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Peace and blessings.
The best is yet to come.
Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn Page Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Here we go. Everybody here.
skip to the year.